PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
This is the Chris Crespo Radio Show. Everybody likes him. Listen to his shit.
I've heard police work is dangerous.
It is. That's why I carry a big gun.
Aren't you afraid it might go off accidentally?
I used to have that problem.
What did you do about it?
I just think about baseball.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
Yeah. Welcome to episode 287 of Cinema Crespediso. That's right. I'm your host, Chris Crespo.
Thinking about baseball, Chris.
Thinking about baseball. Chilling in the Crespediso studio. I got your current threat level update. Current threat level is lime, Drew. Bright lime. Current threat level is lime. Your heroes will not go unpunished. Hanging out with Drew Sakagwa, Drew.
That is a correct statement, Chris.
Drew Sakagwa, how you doing, dude?
I'm here for another week of this nonsense.
Thank you so much for showing up. I appreciate it very much. It's very helpful of you to do so.
Sometimes I think about not doing it.
Oh, I know. So do I.
Yeah.
Maybe at the same time. Maybe it's something in the air that's just like...
I'm just like, you know what? You know what? Today, no. Not today.
Not today.
I'm not going to do it today.
Not today, Satan. But,
yesterday, Satan. No today. This is Cinema Crespo.
Oh. Well, I guess it's all about where we align ourselves.
I mean, maybe.
Anyway, we're not going that.
Always got to do the Dark Lord's work.
It's been a long time since we've gone on any of those infrequent atheistic rants that someone complained about one of our iTunes reviews. Apple Podcasts.
Very long time ago. But I mean, they've become a little more infrequent, I guess, as opposed to more frequent.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us a first-time guest. So excited to have her. We had from Steezy's Trap House, Brandon Steezy himself. Brandon?
God damn it, Brandon.
Brandon. You got it.
Everyone just calls him Steezy.
Yeah, Steezy.
It's just Steezy. And he was here this weekend. He was on the Swervy Jones show.
That's right.
Yes. See, I wasn't
Did
there.
He, go all
but
the
he
way
was
out.
There.
He was
Did
there.
Did he go all the way out to the middle of nowhere?
He went all the way out to the middle of nowhere to grace the Swervy Jones people with his wonderful presence. So check out the episode of Swervy Jones show with Stevie. But we have the other half, the better half. Isn't that the better half of the team there?
I think so.
I can't wait for Corny's Trap House. It's going to be amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, Corn Dog herself, Tatiana C. Fortes.
What's up?
Arriba, how's it going?
What's up?
How you doing?
Olé.
Good to see you.
I'm great. It's great to see you too. Thank you guys so much for working with me in my colored people time. You know, we're on island time, man.
Oh, man.
It works.
Considering the story that you told off mic. thank you for still making it out. That's amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you. We appreciate you so much for hanging out.
Appreciate
you. How's your summer going? You having a good summer?
Summer is awesome. Hold on. I have a butthole cramp.
Oh, no.
You ever get that?
Like the butthole cramp?
Like the BH? Like, okay, so like you kind of got to poop.
Drew looks confused.
I don't think I've ever gotten a butthole cramp.
Okay, so it's a thing.
Okay.
Let me just preface.
All right, back it
so
up.
This is something that's been happening to me for like a very long time. Like since I was a child, if I ever like really, really have to poop, but like it's not ready, it'll like permeate in my lower belly and then like this pain will shoot through my butthole and like I'm like damn, like this is fucking painful.
That sounds awful.
It's terrible and it always happened to me.
But it's because you're not ready though.
It's because I'm not ready.
You gotta be ready.
I gotta be ready.
So it's like the pre-poop.
Exactly.
It's like, listen, here in like 90, maybe 2 hours, you're going to be going to the bathroom.
Exactly right.
Interesting.
So, I know it's coming.
Interesting. But I don't know if I would consider it personally a butthole cramp.
Well, I mean, it all depends on how it manifests.
But I do.
I mean, if I cramp in the butthole.
I'll do get like, you know, stomach issues. I'm like, oh, but this has to be taken care of soon. Like, I know based on the intensity of the crampiness, I'm like, I even.
You guys should see doctors. There's something wrong with you people.
Well, listen, if it shoots into my BH, I know that I got about an hour.
Yeah, this one has BH stinging going on.
Yeah, BH stinging. So
I'm more of like I shouldn't have had that third slice of pizza type of thing.
Right.
Like, I know what was going on there.
It's rough.
Yeah, bring it on yourself.
Do it all the time. But my summer is going great.
Is it? Yes. Have you gone to the beach yet?
I've gone to the beach. I've gone to the springs.
Nice.
We spent a good amount of time in California. Where we were at Lake Don Pedro.
I saw that on the gram.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So we were in the middle of nowhere at a place called Lake Don Pedro, surrounded by mountains on this beautiful lake.
Awesome.
On some houseboats. We were there for 9 days.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was badass. I've been able to go to the springs. I got a new, like, summer job. Mm-hmm. So
a summer job? That's awesome. Yeah.
Summer job. And it's, you know, like, summer jobs are, like, kind of the best. Because it's seasonal.
They're more, yes, exactly. That's exactly.
You know, you don't have as many responsibilities. Mm-hmm. People don't depend on you so much.
There's end dates where you're like, you know, this is going to be over soon. I can just take it easy. What are you going to do, fire me?
Exactly, right. And, like, it just so happens to be super fucking chill.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a raw vegan juice bar.
That's
just
chill.
Just, like, surrounded by hippies and just people who, like, just want to lead a good life.
And the thing is, they're all, like, anemic from lack of iron and not getting right amino acids, so no one's, like, mad at you.
No one's getting on you for nothing.
And they're like, just like, oh, thanks for the kale. I appreciate it. You got it.
Exactly.
Enjoy that kale. I've been getting these, like, superfood protein bowl
good for
things.
You.
And,
yeah.
But then they throw in, like, a packet of dressing, and it's, like, bacon ranch. I'm like, what are you doing with this garbage?
Hey, guys, come on.
It's so bad. And then I got one.
Don't forget to get extra ranch dressing.
Extra ranch. Oh, my
extra
God.
Cheese.
Extra ranchy. And then
can
I got
extra
one.
Croutons as well.
Sometimes they throw in them croutons. Mm. And then they threw in one that was... everything was good. I liked it. An Italian vinaigrette. I was like, I can work with this. Man, they threw so delicious. Much celery in that thing. I was like, I feel like I'm just eating straight up.
You're not a celery guy.
Just eating water.
Celery. I'm not a celery fan. I don't know how people do it. I don't know.
You're
how
literally this... eating fiber and water. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. That flavor is just like, bah, it's not good though. Somehow it makes peanut butter bad. I love peanut butter.
Right.
I can't do it. That's my... blows my mind.
That was just rude. Whoever invented that combination was just a fucking act.
They're just
like
trying
he was
to push,
playing a practical joke.
They're just trying to push vegetables. That's all.
Who are they trying to trick exactly?
It's
all
the
this
vegetable
nonsense.
Mafia. Right, like, it's the vegetable farmers.
The celery mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Up there in Sanford.
I was about to say. That's where it all started.
Sanford, boo. They shot Trayvon up there, man. Not cool. Me and my dad went up there this morning to get the countertops for a kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is where they shot Trayvon, Dad.
Yep.
And
damn.
He was like, oh, okay. Thanks.
Fucking celery heads.
Yeah, them celery heads. He just moved here, so I had to give him the tour. I was like, you know,
like, these are the worst people you'll ever find, Dad.
We're close. we're near there. Did you know Sanford was supposed to be the original, like, Orlando, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
It was the main city. That was the meeting point from people coming from up north into Florida before they went either further south or to Tampa. And then the railroad was, like, supposed to go through there, but I think some politicians, whatever, made it go a little further south and went through Orlando, and that's how.
Wow.
That's how Orlando.
You can't have no motherfucking Disney World in Sanford.
Hell no.
Seriously.
Imagine.
They better stop playing.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Right.
Technically, isn't it Reedy Creek? I was just at Frontera Casino, Drew.
And?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to... Oh, we need a... Welcome to a brand new episode of Chris Talks About the Restaurant he went to with Drusa Cogburn and a guest. Our guest this week is Tatiana Corndog Cifontes from Sleazy's Tramp House. How you doing, Tatiana?
Great.
Drew, how you doing?
Chris, you're the only one who went to this restaurant.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's called Chris Talks About the Restaurant he went to with Drew.
Yeah.
So I guess. So I went to Frontera and yes, thank you very much. That's the proper title of the show. So I went to Frontera Cocina Mexicana out there at Disney Springs.
And?
It was good.
I'm sure. I mean, it's Disney.
It was Disney.
They got the monies.
It's Rick Bayless. It's one of his places.
So entrees were $30 instead of $20.
$25.
I guess $30 instead of $20. No.
$25, $23.
I mean,
the carnitas were only $23, and it was like a lot of food. I was stuffed by the
end. Yeah, you throw that name on there, and it just increases the price of the check.
Sure, and also the real estate and all that, and the fact that it's Disney.
Was it a good view?
It was a good view. We sat near the back by the little water area, and there was a bridge, and we saw someone get rolled by on a stretcher. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, very great view.
Yeah, that was great. And,
best seat in the house.
But no, the food was good. Service was good. We had the flautas.
Ooh, I love flautas.
Yeah, they were well made, for sure, like made in-house, as opposed to, you know, I mean, 7-Eleven, they make them in-house, too, but their house is a warehouse somewhere in Nebraska, and then they freeze them and send them out to all the 7-Elevens. So,
right.
So it's a similar concept. At Frontera Cocina Mexicana. This episode brought to you by Taco Bell. We appreciate you all for listening to Chris reviews a restaurant he went to with Drew and a guest. That was the end of that episode. I think it went pretty well.
That's not going anywhere.
I think so?
That was right in the toilet.
In the toilet. Drew with the harsh assessment. We can always count on him for being honest.
Well, I mean, literally.
Very good.
What, the food itself? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was
straight to the toilet.
It was 2 days ago.
Literally.
So.
Yeah, it's already in the toilet, Chris. Look at that.
It's been processed. Yeah. I got my nutrients. Beans.
Did you?
Beans, magical fruit.
The more you eat, the more you had them pickled onions on the meats. Oh my God, Drew, they were so good. We're not going back to right. We're going back to Cinema Crespo. So now here we go. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna start with the streaming pick of the week.
It was a good drink.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
I'm not driving out to Disney for a free fucking restaurant.
Oh, you will.
No, you will.
I won't. Streaming. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the streaming pick of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, we do this every week. Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime. Stop wasting all that time going through your library and trying to pick something. Just watch what we tell you. Save all that time. And Tatiana, use the randomizer 9000.1. Where's the randomizer button? Oh, here we go. Let's see what is this week's Netflix pick or streaming pick of the week.
This week's pick of the week is The King of Comedy. And you can find that
on
Amazon Prime.
Awesome. One of my faves, King of Comedy.
I'll make sure to watch it when I get home.
This one is wild. It's from 82. My birth year. Hey, happy birthday to me in this movie. Which then makes this movie, if you do the math, 21 years old.
Mm.
And
man, you look really shitty for 21.
God, it's been a rough 20. Well, the last 2 years especially have been brutal. The okay, this one is featuring Robert De Niro. It's a Martin Scorsese movie.
Ooh.
And it's their like fifth or sixth movie. So they did Mean Streets, Taxi Driver, King in New York, New York, and then Raging Bull. So this was their fifth movie together. Mm. And this is the movie that was so intense for Robert De Niro that he was like, I can't work with this guy again for like a while. We got to take a break. And he didn't work with him again until like the 90s when they did Cape Fear and Casino and all that stuff.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So in this movie, Robert De Niro plays a dude named Rupert Fufkin, I think his last name is.
Great name.
Great name. He's a very ridiculous name. He's got a mustache and a corny suit and a bad haircut. And he imagines himself to be a great comedian, a great stand-up comedian and
Pupkin.
Entertainer.
Fufkin.
Pupkin.
Pupkin.
P-U-P-K-I-N.
P-U-P-K-I-N. Rupert.
Rupert Pupkin.
Rupert Pupkin. Bad mustache, right?
Awful.
He looks crazy.
Terrible haircut.
Oh, my God. It's wild style of fashion, sense of fashion. And in this world, Jerry Lee Lewis, he plays a guy, Jerry Langford, who's like a late night dude, like a Johnny Carson mm-hmm. type of guy. And he's a real dickhead. He's fantastic, Jerry Lewis, in this movie. And Rupert is like, he keeps trying to get on the show. He's like, let me get on your show. Just let me do like my 5 minutes and then I'm going to blow up. Everyone's going to love me. That's all I need. He's very mm-hmm. delusional. And also the whole movie's about how this guy's a delusional monster. And it gets to a point where he has to kidnap Jerry Langford to try to convince him to put him on the show. So it's like a psychological thriller type of thing. So it's called King of Comedy, but it's not necessarily a sort of satire, dark comedy type of thing.
Oh, definitely dark comedy.
And
so Robert De Niro's out here kidnapping people.
Yes, mm-hmm. for to be famous. And I feel like we are surrounded by Rupert Pupkins in the Instagram, social media.
It's like mind kidnappers.
Our
president is a Rupert Pupkin.
Our president is a total Rupert Pupkin. He is. What if
Rupert, he's a Rupert Blumpkin?
Yes. What if Rupert Blumpkins became president? This is King of Comedy. It's the prequel to that movie or to that story, to our horrible story that we're living in.
Damn.
Prophecy. Man, it is good. It's really good. He's like so such a wild, interesting character. It's one of Robert De Niro's best performances in a career full of like.
Amazing great performances.
Yeah. So the King of Comedy on what was the service? Which one?
Amazon Prime, baby.
Nice. Is it on any others?
Nope.
No? Okay. Sorry, all you Crackle users. You know, you can't Netflix and chill with the King of Comedy. You gotta pay attention. Stop the chill. Cut off the chill part, just stick with the Netflix. You know, I'm very anti-chill these days with the kids. You can't watch half a movie.
Right.
And watch the full movie. Do the chill later.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's Lego Ninjago. Have you seen Lego Ninjago?
I have not seen Lego Ninjago. That actually came out in theaters, didn't it?
Did it?
I think it did.
Yeah, now it's out on Netflix.
And now it's on Netflix. I'm looking forward to that Lego Movie 2. You see that trailer?
Uh-uh.
At the beginning of the trailer, it looks like Mad Max. And then the second half of the trailer, they go into like outer space.
Lego movies so good.
Yeah, they're so wild. And Batman's
they're so witty
it.
Too. Yes, yeah. They're fucking amazing. Yeah, I fucking love them. The Lego movie.
They're so much fun. We're huge fans of the Lego movie.
Yeah, man.
King of Comedy, great stuff. Enjoy it, everyone. That is your pick of the week, Drewster Cog. We're gonna talk about that money. Stupid. Box office time. Top five. Here we go.
Number five. Sicario: Day of the Soldado.
Yes.
Made an additional $7.3 million, total of 35.
The Sicario: Day of the Soldado. We saw this last week.
We did.
Benicio del Toro plays the same dude that he did. You ever see Sicario?
Mm-mm.
It's an intense movie.
I've seen Seabiscuit.
Not the same thing.
Nothing like Sicario. Imagine, okay, if Seabiscuit, if the first scene of Seabiscuit was that horse getting its head cut off and used in the scene in Godfather,
yeah,
that would be
a more akin to, Sicario.
Oh,
yeah,
Sicario is an intense movie.
Do you guys remember the movie Hidalgo, another horse movie
with Viggo Mortensen?
Yes, I think I was thinking of Seabiscuit has a baby with Hidalgo.
There you go.
And then that's the coffee. What is it?
Sicario.
Sicario. That's kind of like what
Seabiscuit and Hidalgo. Seabiscuit plus, it's like a heart. Seabiscuit plus Hidalgo equals Sicario.
No.
I'm going to name my, I'm going to buy a horse and name it Sicario.
And that's wrong.
I'm going to claim it's the descendant of Hidalgo and Seabiscuit.
That's wrong.
It's going to be amazing. No, it's right.
It's
so wrong, it's right. Two wrongs make a right.
No, they don't.
There we go. Sicario's a movie about the drug war, the illicit war on drugs, and how it's very much a war, a violent war, right? The second movie is the same thing. But, like, way more brutal. And,
no
moral compass whatsoever.
They're like, so the cartels helped some terrorists. So now the cartels are terrorists. So we can basically just murder the fuck out of them for no reason.
Oh, so now we can do more. But so we got to kill this girl. But Benicio del Toro's like, you can't kill this girl. She is my girl.
And she is my girl.
She is my girl. I protect the girl. He doesn't have an accent. Really, but I like to pretend sometimes. It's okay, but it's brutal. I don't know. If it's not your cup of tea, I wouldn't even recommend it.
You know, I don't mind brutal.
Yeah. But it's got to be good.
Good. I don't know. You know what I thought?
It just puts you through the ringer.
It's nowhere near as brutal as the first one, though.
But I think the first one's more intense. This one's more like...
There's two. Okay, so this is the second one.
This is the second one, yeah.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Because the first one's
the first one, definitely.
The first one's good. It's called Sicario.
Sicario.
Has Emily Blunt in it. She's your moral center of the movie. She's a Fed agent brought into this world, so she sees everything for the first time, and it's through her eyes. So it's like, as she is shocked, we the audience are shocked as well as to what's going on. This movie does not have that character.
No,
there is no character like that.
You're just there.
There is no moral compass.
So there is no moral compass. You're just there seeing the crazy violence on both sides, and you're like,
damn,
this is hard.
This is really very hard. Difficult. Kind of sounds like the movie City of God.
Yes, that's a tough movie to sit
through.
But so good.
That's one of my favorites.
It's a brilliant film.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah. When I first watched it, it's like, is this real? Is this happening? Did they just go down there with cameras and just like film really things happening?
Right.
Pretty much.
The scenes with the kids, like the one kid pointing the gun at the two of them, so you gotta
dude, it's fucking hard.
Choose one to shoot.
Oh my god, it gives me chills.
Exactly, yes, that's excellent filmmaking. That's the same guy who then made The Constant Gardener, which is one of Drew's favorites.
I really enjoy that movie.
Rachel Weisz movie with Ray Fiennes,
Ray Fiennes. Love me some Fiennes.
That's all based on a book about like environmental stuff, isn't that one?
Yeah, of sorts.
So like companies doing illegal shit.
Yeah. Basically corporations playing God.
And then I never saw the movie he made after that. I'm pretty sure he did it. Although I like the book a lot, Blindness, the movie where everyone just gets struck blind.
I've never seen it. With, what's her face? Redhead.
Julianne Moore. Yes. I think she was tell EG4s in it, maybe. And, I really liked the book, and I was kind of excited for the movie, and then it came out, and the reviews weren't good, and I never saw it. And then it kind of, like, disappeared from everyone's collective memory. Mm. I don't know. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning book. Everyone just goes blind. And it's the whole story takes place inside a like, so that they round up, not everyone, I think, maybe there are still some sighted people out there. So they round up the blind and they put them in hospitals and stuff.
Yeah, but Julianne Moore's character, what, she pretends to be blind or something?
I think she's pretending. It's revealed at one point that she's pretending. No. Yeah, because they're like, how are the blind they're being rounded up and put into these places? Just think of the kids in the cages these days and how poorly treated they are. They're trying to find out what's really being done to the blind and how they're being treated. All this anyway, it's a wild story. It's really a blind.
Blindness.
It's really good. Yeah, I think it's a Brazilian writer, and that's why the director was into it, because City of God takes place in Brazil.
Man.
It all comes back around.
There it is.
Brazil's a wild place. Drew, what's the number? So that's number
five.
What's number four?
The First Purge made $17 million.
$17 million?
Total of 31, because it opened up on Thursday.
4th of July.
Yeah.
What's the
budget? Budget of 13.
All right, not bad. These Purge movies are interesting.
I saw
I haven't seen it.
None of them?
I saw the last one on TV the other day.
The third one?
So remember in the marketing for the third one.
Yes.
There's three? The second one.
I know, right?
I think the fourth one. I think the second.
What?
And it's a prequel.
The one with Frank Grillo.
It's like Jar Jar
Binks. Was that the second or the third one? The one with Frank Grillo.
He's in the second and third one. The third one is the one where he gets hired as like the protection for the senator. That they want the evil board of white people.
I totally forgot about that. It would be the second one then.
That's the one where he's going through the streets all Snake Plissken style, going on a revenge mission, but saving people accidentally along the way.
Exactly, yes.
I actually like that one.
It was that one. So remember when they get caught?
I like the second one. I've seen all three
remember,
of them.
Remember
like the second
and the second, when they get caught by the group of people and then they get taken to the rich people's to go through the little tournament thing there or whatever?
Yes.
The people who catch him, dude who takes off his mask, Lakeith Stanfield.
Oh, it's Lakeith Stanfield.
I saw it the other day, and I was like, oh, my boy!
I love Lakeith Stanfield. Shout out to Lakeith Stanfield. He did an episode of Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast.
Nice.
And it was okay. I was a little disappointed.
He was in the second part.
He seemed like maybe he was tired or something.
I mean, back then, he was just random black guy.
That's awesome. They're like, we need a random black guy. This guy's compelling. Get him in here.
Yeah.
I think the first time I ever noticed him, I was like, who's this? Who's this guy? Mm. Is the Miles Davis movie Don Cheadle made a few years ago. He did a movie called it didn't get much of a marketing thing. I was bummed out that it was like kind of just put out there, kind of like this blindness movie, put out there, no one saw it, went away. Mm-hmm. But it's called Miles Ahead, and Don Cheadle came up with a movie where it's like, what if? So there's this period.
It's crazy.
There's this period in Miles Davis's life and career. In the 70s, when he kind of like lost his passion for music and life and everything.
He pretty much lost his goddamn mind.
And he was losing his mind. Drugs were really taking its toll and alcohol, you know? So he put down the trumpet. He hadn't picked up a trumpet in like 5 years. So this movie posits. Ewan McGregor shows up as a reporter for Rolling Stone, a fake reporter. And he's like, I'm going to write an article about Miles Davis and where he's been. So he tries to infiltrate Miles Davis's life. Mm. And Miles Davis goes on this whole thing where he's like, I have my masters, my music, but no one can hear it. And someone stole it. And he's like trying to get it back. And at times it's like an action movie and there's a car chase. And like,
what?
It's a wild little movie. Nuts. And then it goes back in time to when he's younger and Don Cheadle's playing everything. He wrote and directed it. It's a wild movie. Like, Keith Stanfield, bringing it back to him, plays a young protege piano player, jazz dude, who someone tries to introduce into Miles Davis to see if they can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all like strung out and shitty and everything, but he plays the piano and he's really good at it.
Damn.
It's a really good movie.
It's always the heroin addicts who are really good at fucking making music, man.
No junk, no soul. We've said this on the show before. It's very important. You got to get high. If you want to get by, I mean,
but you're gonna die.
But you also gotta die.
You're all gonna die. I mean,
do you really want to die strung out on heroin?
Jack Lane.
It's supposed to be a pleasurable experience, and I'm not trying to die.
It seems like unless you do it so you get the old mouth foaming experience, that you just kind of drift off in the sleep. Is that what's going on?
I think so.
Everything just doop, just slows down. Right, Drew?
Yep.
I don't know. I've never overdosed on opiates before.
I've never overdosed
before.
Oh,
so I couldn't tell you.
You want to give it a shot? I have a heroin OD party? Anyone in on my $25,000 H party?
Hod.
Is that how that works on Craigslist?
You know who I wish would OD, Chris?
Uh-oh.
The people who made the number 3 movie.
Uh-oh.
Jurassic World. Fallen Kingdom.
Wow.
$28 million. That's total harsh. $333 million, budget of
$170 million.
Yeah, dude. Chris, you said it yourself.
Oh my god.
The only good Jurassic Park movie
was the first one.
Exactly. Yes. So that means every other one has been garbage.
Yeah.
Why?
Consecutively worse, I think.
Just overdose already and fucking end it.
Put us all out of our misery.
But they keep making money just though. What's the worldwide gross on it?
Ooh.
Over a billion, I believe.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. $1.05 billion.
Damn. That's that money falling from the sky.
3 weeks. Sorry,
three weeks. They made over $1 billion worldwide.
And it only cost them $170 to make.
Oh my god.
Relatively low
god.
For Blockbuster. Isn't that crazy? So that's why we're getting Jurassic World 3, which is Jurassic Park 6, which is just another unnecessary
sequel.
But it's happening.
Okay, I have a question.
Answers.
First question. Have you seen Tremors?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What do you think of Tremors?
Love Tremors.
They get better as the sequels go by.
You think so?
Because the...
I only ever saw the one.
They keep the campiness.
It's the only one with Kevin Bacon. So.
Yeah, exactly.
A, they keep the campiness. B, a lot of the characters do return and see the Tremors actually evolve. They go from underground to, at the end, they fly.
Yes, I appreciate how they change.
And fuck that shit. If I'm living in a world where Tremors go from being beneath me to way the fuck out in the open,
yes.
And now all of a sudden, instead of coming up and eating me, y'all can swoop down and eat me.
Yes.
And really catch me off guard,
uh-huh.
Hell to the motherfucking no.
Yeah,
I'm an HOD myself.
That's
fuck
scary.
That. Okay, so that's the first thing. Second thing. You know they have a Jurassic World game that's similar to Pokemon Go. You came out with this new movie, right?
You mean like an AR?
It's a game. So it's like you exact same format as Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. Basically, you walk around and you can catch dinosaurs.
Okay.
But it's cool because it gives you a history behind like where the dinosaurs roamed in different parts. And
that's
certain
cool.
Dinosaurs you can only catch in Florida. Like, and those were the actual dinosaurs that were roaming in this land.
Oh, that's fun.
Exactly. So it's like a little bit of history. It's a little bit of... you know, geography. It's a little bit of, you know, education.
I think that's really cool.
Actually. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think that that's really fucking cool. So even if the movie's trash, that is something cool that did come from it.
It's tied directly into the movie.
It's called Jurassic World something.
You know what? That's cool.
That's cool.
I think that actually sounds cool. It makes more sense than catching fake Pokemon. That I'm violent enough with Pokemon, you know, but it's like, oh, I found a Squirtle. Like, yeah, but what's the history of the Squirtle? Some dude just made it up. Like, I found a Stegosaurus, and look
right.
at that. This shit that was roaming here
exactly.
millions of years ago.
So apparently, you know the long neck dinosaur?
Yeah.
That was an East Coast dinosaur.
Oh.
And the Tyrannosaurus Rex, good old T-Rex?
Yeah.
West Coast, baby.
Oh, really?
Compton, bitch.
So we would have been fine.
We would have been okay.
We would have been chilling with the long necks.
We've been chilling with the long necks.
Oh, those West Coast T-Rexes with them tiny little, those gimpy little arms, which apparently they go this way. They don't go up and down. They go in and out.
Yeah.
Like that. It's for maybe clomping, but maybe not. They're not sure what
they think it was for clomping.
Yeah, to like grab on to stuff as they bite onto them.
I think so. You know, I have this vision because... Back in the day, mm-hmm. I thought that T-Rexes were fucking huge.
Yeah.
And then throughout time, they were like, no, bitch, it's, you know, the chicken, basically,
yeah,
is its cousin.
Ones. Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
I'm like, you tell me a chicken is like a T-Rex?
Yeah.
I'm like, hold the fuck up. So then I had my whole vision of what the T-Rex was distorted.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm imagining this tiny little fucking thing with a big ass head
yeah.
that could fucking destroy you. But it's an ankle biter.
Yes.
Like a chihuahua.
Yes.
But that shit is scary as fuck. Can you imagine this tiny little chicken looking thing with a big ass fucking head?
Well, a big head that can like go at your toes.
I'm like, you better fuck off.
Yeah, that's how they evolved down to that thing. But they evolved down to a point where like even my grandma could grab one by its head and...
Exactly.
And get dinner ready. You ever see that, Drew? You ever see a chicken get its head cut off and with the body running around?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen
like
that?
Chicken with its head cut off?
Yeah, my mom's seen that, but she's told me tales of chicken blood squirting around.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma wasn't the Santeria.
Fucking Caribbean
though,
people.
So. I know, right? Fiery Caribbean people.
Hey.
Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Drew hopes they all die of self-inflicted bad choices, but Tatiana is happy. That it came with an AR game.
So, number two this week.
There we go. That was the wrap up. Number two.
The Incredibles 2.
Incredibles.
$29 million. Total of 504.
We were like okay fans of it. You know, it is what it is. After 14 years.
I was going to say, how long has it been since the first
14
one?
Years.
Damn.
And so,
no
I was.
Fucking way.
Yeah, and I was in college. I was like fresh face in college. Wide-eyed innocence, you know, and this movie came out. It was a wonderful 14? Thing. Now I'm a cynical old man after all this MCU comic book stuff. It's after Christian Bale. After Christian Bale's Batman. And, you know, it's like, it could have evolved, right, Drew?
It should have, as opposed to it being, like, the next day.
It feels like the movie's the next... It feels like it's the movie that they wrote back then and they never updated.
Oh, wow.
It's weird.
Hmm.
It's weird. But, you know. But everyone keeps pointing out that Elastigirl, she's thick. You see all the thickness memes about Elastigirl?
She's mm-hmm. thick?
Yeah, she's got a big old booty.
They beefed her up a little bit?
I think they added a little more hipness.
Okay, that's cool.
And there's a lot of, like, from behind spandex, because she also rides a motorcycle, too. So
so she's, like, hot.
Yeah.
Like, hot Elastigirl.
Yeah, but like, mom thick, though, still. And everyone's like, yeah, they made her mom thick. You see any of that, Drew?
That's so funny.
I mean, a little.
Yeah, it's hysterical. Maybe, Drew? Yeah,
maybe,
sure.
Maybe a little.
So, Incredibles 2. If you like the first one, I don't know. I feel like, see it at home.
I like the first one.
Yeah, don't rush out to see it in the theater.
Mm-hmm,
maybe
mm-hmm.
a dollar theater. What was the last time you've been to a dollar theater, Drew?
They don't bother.
They have those?
Behind the, in front of the Altamont, across the street from Altamont Springs Mall.
Mm-mm.
Big Tim knows where the dollar theater is.
All right, well, I'm going to have to go find it.
But if you go there, apparently because of where it is behind the building, that parking lot area, it's a kind of transient, it's 436 and I-4. Don't leave anything in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number one this week.
Number one.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
There you go.
We can gross $76 million.
$20 million more than the first Ant-Man movie about 2 or 3 years ago.
Foreign, 85. Total, 161.
161 on a budget of...
It doesn't say.
Probably 120.
Ish.
Yeah, 115 to 120.
Okay. Lots of special effects.
A lot of special effects.
They really like that wasp this time.
The wasp, they threw in a lot of wasps.
She's badass.
She's got a great suit and the wings.
Ooh,
and it's Evangeline Lilly, and she's really good in it. My favorite part, though, may be the kid, the little girl.
Oh, yeah.
The daughter.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's so cute.
I thought the coolest part was the Quantum Realm, personally.
Quantum Realm stuff is very cool. It's very trippy looking.
And,
like, kaleidoscope images. Ooh. And this is weird liquids and stuff.
And this whole de-aging of Michael Douglas thing just gets better and better every fucking time they do it.
It's weird. Of all the movies that do this de-aging stuff, I feel like the Ant-Man movies have done the best.
Even Michelle Pfeiffer, it was dead on.
Young Michelle Pfeiffer looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, what? They made her 40?
Probably.
They made her 40 look really good.
But she dead on.
They made Michael Douglas 50. He looked pretty good. Yeah. Michael Douglas, about this time around, though, I was like, he's in the shadows a lot.
Yeah. Well,
it's a very dark scene.
He's fucking ancient, Chris.
But 3 years ago in the last one, Michael Douglas, his first scene in the movie, he walks into a room and it's
Gordon Gekko.
Yeah, that's Michael Douglas from Wall Street from 1988. This is weird stuff, man. It's weird how other movies don't get the same way though. Like the Robert Downey Jr. One is weird.
Is Paul Rudd Ant-Man?
Yes.
Yes, he's a very charming Ant-Man too.
Okay.
He's such a charming fella. And he also looks another guy who looks the same. They don't have to de-age him. He de-ages himself apparently.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Weird.
Weird. I think it's because he has a youthful spirit.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. He keeps it light and going. Yeah,
yeah. Good, fluffy.
Good for him. Good for Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. But he's a very watchable lead. Michael Pena is back as the head of his little sidekick team. The ex-con. Nice. It's him, Tip, and that dude.
That guy.
That weird guy. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He's a weird looking dude. But I like him, though. This one, he has, an accent. That Baba Yaga joke, that paid off pretty
hilarious.
Well. Yeah. So it's good humor in this movie, I think. It's a funny movie.
Okay.
With a nice little story that's about families. It's about relationships between fathers and daughters and mothers and stuff like that. A lot of father-daughter stuff. There's three pairs of father-daughters.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
In this movie.
Yes.
Was it, more for kids, or was it more, adult humor, kind of Deadpool?
Family.
Definitely a mix.
A mix. So there are, and this isn't a trailer, there's jokes about...
There's a giant penis joke.
Giant penis joke where Lawrence Fishburne and Paul Rudd are talking about the different times they wore suits to grow big. So he's like, I got the 21 feet. He's like, oh, I got the 65 feet. And they're like, oh, ah. And then a wasp is all like, can we stop comparing sizes, blah, blah, blah. And then that's when you got to lean down to the kid in the seat next to you and go, they're talking about dicks. They're talking about dicks, kid. You know what a dick is? That's what they're talking about, kid. So there's jokes like that, but then there's also, jokes about giant ants, playing electronic drums and throwing Pez dispensers and making them big.
Weapons. Nice.
Hello Killy Pez dispensers, and it's silly. So
I have to watch it.
It's a fun, fun movie. I think the Ant-Man movies kind of stand on their own as, fun films. That you don't have to watch all the other stuff really to get them and enjoy them.
The first one's a heist movie.
First one is straight up a heist movie. It's what if Ocean's 11 had a superhero?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, right.
So
that's
a lot of fun. And then this one is more of a thing about families and stuff. So it makes it more generic in terms of comic booky style.
Mm.
But it's okay.
It works. Good story.
It works.
Good lesson.
And then off the back of the Infinity War stuff, all that heaviness. Yeah. It's like a sorbet. It's like, just relax.
Well,
here's a summer sorbet after having half of your favorite characters killed.
Need that.
Yeah.
I mean, until
everybody's dead, but Ant-Man. Not Ant-Man.
He was on house arrest, apparently.
Until the credits scene, Chris.
Well, there's a post-credit scene that people can stick around to and watch if they want. Yes, absolutely. That is true as well. So Ant-Man, I think we enjoyed it. It was good stuff. Made some decent monies there. Congratulations, Marvel. They released 20 movies.
Mm.
All 20 have debuted at number one at the box office.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
Good on you.
I don't think they need your applause.
How about my adoration?
They've already add one droplet to the fucking ocean of people.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's us.
That's two drops right there. Disney has the number one movie now. I want to say... 37 weeks this year?
What?
Between, right.
Between the Black Panthers and the Infinity Wars and this. So they have three Marvel movies. They have the... what else came out? There's something else anyway.
They get to push. Coco.
That may have been last year, end of last year. I think that was the last November.
I mean, The Incredibles
2. But that was number one last year. Incredibles 2, yes, there's another one, yes. So all their goddamn movies open to number one. Mm-hmm. If they don't open number one, it's because they're number two behind one of their movies that's number one, like A Wrinkle in Time.
Star Wars. Yeah. I thought A Wrinkle in Time.
Wrinkle in Time.
It was okay.
You know, okay, so A Wrinkle in Time, but I saw... But
it's on DVD now, or what'd you see it on? Some sort
I saw
of thing?
It, no, I saw it on an airplane. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So it was between that and Red Sparrow. Mm-hmm. So
two very different movies.
Wow,
very different.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
So I actually stopped watching A Wrinkle in Time. Like maybe half an hour into, I was like, "This is cool," but like, you know, and I love kid movies.
Sure.
I fucking love kid movies.
Yeah,
that one just wasn't. I really was excited to see it because of all like the crazy like graphics and shit like that.
Yeah, it's like a wild movie in the trailer. Yeah,
in the trailer they make it, you know, they really gas it up, and then you watch it, and I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm underwhelmed.
It's kind of a sad movie.
It's kind of sad. Yeah. And so then I saw Red Sparrow,
which is a little more intense.
More intense, yeah. And I was like, huh. Jennifer Lawrence is Russian.
Yeah, her Russian. That's an interesting accent.
Sure she is.
since it's on an airplane, did you get a censored version?
No.
Ooh.
What do you mean censored? What did I miss?
I don't know.
Is there a naked one?
Yeah, there's like sex scenes and it's violent and the blood.
Saw the blood.
Lots of blood.
Lots of blood.
Okay. Sex scenes. Yep.
Sex
Got
scenes.
It.
Okay. Yep. Uncensored. Mm-hmm. Uncensored version.
Yeah. Shout out Delta Airlines.
Hey, Delta. All right. Good job for not censoring your art. That right. You provide to your passengers. So what'd you think of the Red Sparrow? Red Sparrow. What'd you think of the Red Sparrow?
I thought it was cool. Yeah. You know, I was like, this is, I kind of, it was more like psychological, definitely.
Yep.
There's a lot of blood,
mm-hmm.
But I thought that her character was an interesting character.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be more of like a superhero.
I thought she was going to be tougher.
I thought she was going to be a little bit more tough.
I thought she was going to do more.
I thought she was going to actually fight.
Yeah.
Instead of just be like this like woman whore, I guess. What the fuck do you call her? A Red Sparrow is basically a whore.
She uses her sex.
A Jezebel.
To get information.
A common hussy.
Yeah, pretty much.
And like, I didn't think the term whore is harsh, but like, that's kind of like really how they depicted her.
Well,
like,
she's not really getting paid though.
She's a sex stoppo.
A sex stoppo. Like, so like she, and she didn't really have sex with that many people. She just kind of used her sexuality.
Yeah.
To get her information.
To get what she needed.
To get what she needed.
I felt like it should have been more intriguing.
There should have
been more action. It was definitely missing something.
I agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, she kept going back to her mom and then kept getting taken away from her mom. I'm like, God damn, like, poor mom. Like, you know, like, fuck.
I was like, where's this movie going?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just kind of, like, repetitive. And I didn't think that guy was good for the part.
The Joel Edgerton?
The CIA dude.
The American guy. Who's an Australian, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that he was good for the part. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was kind of underwhelming.
They didn't have that much chemistry, him and,
not at all.
And Jennifer Lawrence. That's I'm kind like, of important come on,
it's Jennifer
like
Lawrence.
Yeah, you gotta believe that they like can be really into each other, you know?
She was not into him.
You could feel it, right?
Yeah, I could feel that shit, yeah. Because I looked at him, I was not into him. I was like, if I'm not into him, Jennifer Lawrence is definitely not into him.
There you go.
You know, like...
Sorry, Joel Edgerton.
Sorry, dude. It's just...
Hey, I'm sure he's doing fine.
What other movie was he in? I've never even seen him before.
Remember that Warrior movie? That MMA fighting movie with Tom Hardy?
Oh.
He played the brother that Tom Hardy has to fight at the end. He's done a few things where he's gotten some popularity.
But yeah, Red Sparrow's all right.
Red Sparrow, there you go. Those are your airplane reviews. Next time you go on an airplane and see a movie, you got to come back and do your Tatiana airplane movie reviews, because I feel like that's the best way to get them. That's fantastic. all right, there we go. Jurassic Caliburn coming out on DVD this week. I forgot to write them down. So what's coming out in theaters?
In theaters.
Just forgot to write it
down. That weird Joaquin Phoenix movie by Gus Van Sant. Don't worry, he won't get far on foot.
Oh, that one where he's
a strange paraplegic.
He's handicapable.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting trailer. That comes out. He's trying to kill himself over and over.
No.
He's all about walking. Right? Walk the line.
Christopher
Walken? No, walking. Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin
Phoenix. There you go. He's all about Joaquin Phoenix. So he can't walk.
Walk the line, right?
He did walk the line.
Walk the line. Now he can't walk.
And now he can't walk. But then so what was the other one we saw? You were
never really there.
And this one's called what?
Don't worry, he won't get far off.
What's
it.
Up with these weird titles?
I don't know. It's Gus Van Sant, come on.
These arty, farty sons of... all right, what else?
Also coming out, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation.
There we go.
Dope.
Drew's got to be a fan, right? You like the, no. You like the Genndy
Tartakovsky? I love Genndy Tartakovsky. Mm-hmm. I okay. do not like Hotel Transylvania series.
Oh, why you didn't?
I don't like any.
You didn't even like the first one?
No.
Have you even seen them?
No.
No.
Why?
That's why. Yeah, did you see the second
first
one?
Was good. Yeah, I saw the second one.
Third one's going to be on a cruise ship. They're taking a vacation.
No, they're not.
They yeah, are.
They are.
And vampires they go on, don't take vacations unless they have daylight rings.
They're going on a nighttime Alaskan cruise.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh my god!
And it's like it's a hotel in the water, and that's the whole thing. So they go that's to their dope. Own. Yeah. So it's actually. All right, here we go. Drew. Chappaquiddick comes out on DVD real quick before I forget, and A Quiet Place comes out. Did you see A Quiet Place?
No, but what is that? I'm hearing.
That's the horror film from Jim from The Office, where him and Emily Blunt are hiding from the
monsters. The Quiet Place, yes.
Sound.
You saw it?
Yes, good. We did. We saw it. We like it quite a bit. It's very good.
Okay, very good.
And it's coming out on DVD this week, so there you go. That's your new DVD. Go back, Drew. Go ahead.
Also coming out this week, Eighth Grade. By Bo Burnham.
Oh, that looks good. I bet you it's going to be limited release, but it looks like when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, I remember Eighth grade.
Eighth grade was interesting
eighth
time.
Grade is a very eighth interesting grade
my best friend got in trouble for blowing her boyfriend behind a porta potty at the carnival.
There you go. All right.
Never forget, eighth grade.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like that happened.
Shout out to eighth grade.
And the new rock movie Skyscraper comes out.
Skyscraper, where he is, it's Die Hard in a building, pretty much.
Okay.
It's Die Hard.
In a bigger building. In China,
and he's only got one leg.
He's only got one leg, so just to make it
the
even
Rock
better.
The Rock only has one leg?
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a prosthetic leg.
One leg better be strong as hell for his big ass.
They show in the trailer him like hanging upside down from it on a rope on the side of the building.
I'm sure he'll use it to murder somebody.
He's gonna have to knock someone out with it. It's gonna be wild, crazy. It would have
been a lot cooler if he saved the other leg and used that as a weapon.
The real leg?
Yeah.
Yes, as like I turned this into a gun. that's it for new movies in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Juicy Cogburn, here we go. Get ready.
You must be Doc Holliday.
Well, that's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
That's right, here he is with your prescription for life. Are you lonely? Are you sad, tired, feeling fatigue? Too much energy, not enough energy? Do you have heart palpitations, tingly feet, tingly fingers? Loss of hair, too much hair? Are you going blind? Do you see too much? Do you smell too much? Do you smell weird? Do you smell not at all? Drew Sikagrin is here with your prescription for life. Dr. Drew, take it away.
Chris, if you have any of those problems, you should just kill yourself. Cogburn out.
Oh, where's my... here we go. Alright, so I'll just write down kill yourself, and that's interesting messaging
good
from
notes.
The doctor. There you go. Alright, we need to take a break here. I need to refill my beverage. Drew Sikagrin, I'm sure, needs to smoke a cigarette. Speaking of killing yourself, is that right? Yep. So, yep, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to be back with the second half.
Take a break.
Alright, here we go.
This is the Letter I'm Tasting with the African American Movie Review. I am so glad to be here because this show is too white. I was asked to review the movie Dark Kingdom, Animal Hearts, Jurassic Park. So I went to the movies and I got my popcorn and my soda. Then I brought them up Earth Blue. And I sat down and the lights went down and the movie started. Okay. Picture it, Sicily. The two white people are on the screen, of course. His name is Benjamin Buttons, and her name is Soliloquy. And they are in the woods, and they, what has happened is they have created an island is now a vacation kingdom. So you go there, you go to vacation. The waiters are dinosaurs. The lifeguard at the pool is dinosaurs. The person driving around your hovercraft is a dinosaur. So these two white people are sitting at the pool drinking their little cocktail drinks, and the alligator, what they call dinosaur, come up and you know, and they hand him a tray, and it's got some chips on it. And the lady said, "Oh, I'm gonna take some." And then it cuts to a close up of the dinosaur's neck, and that's where it's got that band, and it goes, you know, like it turned off, and it turns to like this blinking red light. And then you see the dilated pupils of the alligator dinosaur, and they widen up, and then he turns and looks at the couple, and then it cuts to the ceiling, the sky, and the two people get eaten alive, and then Jurassic Park logo. The rest of the movie is about how It's a race for humanity to get these neck bracelets to work again. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. And then it turns out that, you know, they established if the green light on the neck bracelet is on, that means that dinosaur is behaving. But then the dinosaurs learn, you know, and so they trick them. So they flippity flop with their little fingers. And even though they have a red one, they turn it to green. So they let the white people come up, and then they eat them on the head. And by the end of it, the island explodes. And then that old white man comes up and says, "I never should have did this." And Jeff Goldblum goes, "Yep." This has been Letter Rap Test, a movie review.
Welcome to the Quest Bowl.
All right. Thank you, Lady Raptastic, for that review of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I'm not sure if she was paying attention to the movie necessarily, or if she even saw the right movie, but do you remember a character in that movie called Benjamin Buttons? No, you didn't see the movie.
I didn't see it. I couldn't tell you.
And Serendipity?
I mean, those sound like dinosaur names.
I think she was talking about Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard.
You sure about that?
Guys, we are back. Episode 287 is here. Trusa Cogburn is there. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
At antihero419, some places on the internet.
Yeah! Like on Elo?
Don't think I've ever used
you're not on
that once.
But you're on it, though.
I mean, I was.
Is it still a thing?
Don't know.
Are you on Vero?
No.
Are you on Vimo?
No.
Venmo?
No.
Cashmo?
No.
Mo Money?
No.
No problems.
PayPal.
Yes.
Are you on PayPal?
Yes.
Where can people send you money?
Pretty sure it's that hand.
Come on. You got to have that ready, Drew. That's your moment to shine. Tatiana, do you have PayPal?
I do have PayPal.
Where can people send you money?
tsafontes1992@hotmail.com. At yes. Cash App at Totsif. At Venmo at yes. Totsif. Send me money, bitch.
That's how you do it, Drew. That's
abetteridgegd@gmail.com.
abetteridgegd. The GD stands for goddamn. Give me some of that cash money. Mm-hmm. Rule of threes. You got to play the drop three times for it to work. Tatiana.
Yes.
Corn dog.
Yes.
I noticed you didn't bring any corn dogs. I was kind of hoping for... I was a little hungry. I skipped lunch.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe next time.
I should have.
It's
all your fault, Chris.
Where can people hear the Steezy's Trap House?
Mm-hmm.
Where can they do it?
Okay, so we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, www.steezystraphouse.com. Okay, Stitcher. Yeah, if you Google Steezy's Trap House, some shit will pop up. You'll be able to find it.
It's not like there's another Steezy's Trap House out there.
Yeah, STEZY _S space trap space house. you can find us. You can follow us at STH Show. That's STH Show on Facebook. It's a really, really fun page.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Join it. You can find us at Steezy's Trap House, STH Show on Instagram, at Steezy Trap House on Twitter.
Yes, follow all of those accounts. Play along, have fun. It's a fun show.
It's a fun show. And then at Tatzif is my personal, T-A-T-Z-I-F on Instagram.
T-A-T-Z-I-F. Wasn't there a picture of a monkey in there?
Yes, some orangutans.
Some orangutans. Some
orangutans.
So cute. Apparently they call him Goose.
Goose?
Have you ever heard that nickname for an orangutan? An orangu, and then you go on a goo cruise, which is when it's like you get on a ski-doo, and the orangutan is your captain goo.
That sounds what? Vaguely racist.
Yeah, I'm talking about a monkey.
It does kind of
I think it sounds like a racial slur.
No, it does kind of sound like a racial
slur. I'm talking about orangutans. What are you talking about?
No, well, because goo sounds like kind of like a racial slur. I don't know.
It sounds like gook.
Yes.
Well, that's on you guys. I don't know. You're the ones who are bringing that to the table.
Well, I've heard I'm just talking about. You know,
I didn't even say these orangutans are from Asia. I just said that
they're
slanty-eyed
goos.
Wait,
what's wrong with you? This guy over here.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
About the orangutan cruise ship?
The goo cruise.
Okay, so it's a goo cruise. What? So you got an orangutan and you're on the back of its jet ski?
Yeah.
And what's the deal?
For sight, and then you go around the harbor.
That's animal
no
abuse.
No fucking way. The orangutan does not chauffeur you
the
around
ASPCA
the harbor.
The ASPCA would be all over that shit.
That's why this is happening in Asia.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
That's also where they kill dolphins.
Yeah, Japan. Yeah.
And whales of all sorts.
Yeah. Well, the whales scare me.
Yeah,
but the dolphins thing is very sad.
Yeah, it's my understanding that, you know, people aren't in support of it. It's just a certain sect of people who are doing it.
Yeah.
And everybody else is kind of like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah, like we're not too sure about this.
We're not
weird.
Too sure. We don't think we really like that.
We also don't like you selling us whale meat and not telling us that it's whale meat, because that's happening a lot.
Yeah.
That's
a big part of that documentary, The Cove. That's about that cove, mm-hmm. The Blood Cove, where they kill. And a big part of that's actually, what do they do with all this dolphin and whale meat? Well, they sell it in fish markets labeled as other fish.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a
what
bummer.
That's
a bummer. Yeah. Gets one of those things. Where's this one? The soundboard's really come in handy today, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, be careful with what you buy out there.
That's right.
So follow all the accounts. Check them out. They're skateboarding. They're hanging out. They're posing for pictures. Having a good time.
I'm
loving it. I did an episode a couple months ago. We talked about the singularity and stuff. It was like a 2-hour straight of just hanging out. It was,
yeah.
It was a really good time. Very enjoyable. So thank you for hanging out here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I think Steve was on like a year ago. No, more recently than that, wasn't he?
No, I think it was like a year ago.
It's already been a year.
It's been like a while.
Lordy, lordy. We're going to have to fix that. I am booked out through September, but we'll fix that soon, I'm sure. And, he's also, again, like I said before, he did the Swervy Jones show this weekend, so
mm-hmm.
Looking forward to seeing that one.
Getting some features.
Yeah, man, it's good stuff. All right, here we go, guys. CinemaCrespoBiso@gmail.com. You write us your emails, and we'll read them in the Vox Populi.
I'm the moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi.
Vox Populi.
Vox
Populi.
Vox Populi.
What you say? What you say?
That's right. What you see, let us know, and we'll read it. Drew, sir, take it away.
We got an email from Gabe.
What's up, Gabe? Gabe is a dude who bought me this Sam Elliott shirt representing the Sam Antics podcast. Shout out to Sam and Trav.
Dope shirt.
What up, show?
It's a cool shirt, right? Yeah, Sam Elliott. What's up, Gabe?
I started AMC's Preacher.
Preacher, yes.
The pilot. Confusing.
Mm-hmm.
The second episode is also jumbled.
Sure.
I get the dark. I get the humor. Guy with an asshole mouth. I get it, but it's not enticing. Gonna power through. Anyways, Jared Leto, yay or nay?
Interesting. You know Preacher? It's on AMC. You watching that one at all?
Not watching.
Crazy
it's,
as
it's a
fuck.
Crazy show. I really haven't started the third season. Sounds like he's just getting started.
Yeah.
He said the pilot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll just see Preacher.
Yeah, it's an interesting show. Here's the. This is kind of spoilery for the first season, but I think this is what will really give people an idea of what the show is about and the kind of show it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll work as more of an enticement. So the show builds up to a point where it's in a world in which there's a direct phone connection to God.
First off, God is real.
That's what I'm saying. God is real. God is so real that there's a direct phone line to heaven, to God, and then they find out that God is actually
missing.
He's AWOL.
He's MIA.
He left, and they're trying to, like, cover for him up in heaven, And so then Preacher...
fucking all kinds of shit up.
All kinds of shit up. So Preacher, who is like mad at God and wants to confront him...
He's on a mission to find God.
He's like, what do you mean God is... he's missing. So now he's going around Earth looking for God so he can like give him a piece of his mind.
Oh, that's very interesting.
So that's the approach that it's taking to religion and spirituality. The
Imagine getting bitch slapped there, by God.
Yes, exactly.
But there's also assassins and...
there's like celestial assassins.
Drug-hungry vampires.
Yeah, the vampire's a fun character.
Oh, I'm gonna have to watch
it. There's all sorts of weird, funky, strange
creatures. Ex-girlfriend is a crazy, badass criminal.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it's a fun, fun show. But like Gabe pointed out, a little confusing, especially when you're first getting into it. You kind of gotta give it a whirl to, you know, let it settle in. Mm-hmm. So I told my mom to check it out. She's like, I thought the religion thing might pull her in. The very first episode. The first episode is co-directed by Seth Rogen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the whole show is a co-production from Seth Rogen and his writing buddy and producing buddy and a bunch of people who did Breaking Bad.
It's based on a comic book.
And it's based on a comic book.
A
very popular underground-ish... Not independent, that's what I'm looking for, independent. Because that was Marvel DC, right? Is Preacher DC?
Mm-hmm. Oh, DC. It's their Vertigo brand, but I'm pretty sure it's DC.
Oh, it's Vertigo, so it's Vertigo, though. So I'm right that it's not. It's still, anyway. Okay, so Preacher, it's something. It's worth watching.
But it's still under the DC.
Important question also in Gabe's email. Jared Leto, yay or nay?
Yeah, I was right, Vertigo.
What do you got?
I don't know who that is.
You know, picture of Jared Leto. He's been around. My so-called life.
Nope.
Working for a dream. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, wait.
The new Joker, the newish Joker.
Yeah.
Jared Leto.
Leto.
He's an actor, director.
Actor.
This is the guy from Requiem for a Dream. What do I think of him as an actor? Don't really know because I've only ever seen Requiem for a Dream, and it's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
It has been a while. It's been a while.
But I like that movie.
Out. It's a good movie. Have you seen his Jesus look? This is him at a red carpet a couple years ago, looking like Jesus.
Does look like Jesus.
He looks like white Jesus, Chris.
Excuse me.
White Jesus because Jesus is black.
Thank you.
Well, there was more of a chance of Jesus to be black than white, if he even existed.
Right, he was more, was brown.
At least Leto.
So brown.
At least Leto is,
he was a Jew.
At least he's brunette in this, you know, he's not blonde-haired Jesus.
Right.
That's the true white
brown-haired
Jesus.
Brown-haired
Jesus. Brown-haired, at least get brown, at least give me a brunette Jesus.
Ooh, ginger Jesus, man, he's got no soul.
Ginger Jesus is interesting.
He's got no soul.
Ginger Jesus is actually Lucifer.
He's got no soul.
Hail Satan 666.
Hail Satan, anti-hero 419, Ginger Jesus, Drusa Cogburn's Ginger Jesus. That's why.
But I'm not ginger.
That's a thing. You're hiding it under all those dark features.
Exactly.
This guy is like Welsh or something, but he has he has homeless people come up to him speaking to him in Spanish, like, ay, mira, señor, blah, blah. And then they look at me, it's like, can you tell this guy?
And I'm like, no, habla escargot.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm just like, sorry, homie, I can't help you out. Jared Leto, I kind of like him. He's in some movies that I like.
Okay.
It's that type of thing where he pops up in things that I like watching.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily like him.
Yeah.
Oh, so much. Drew, what about you?
I mean, as a person, I don't know anything about him. Mm-hmm. As an actor, he makes some really odd choices.
He can. He can.
I mean,
especially that Joker stuff.
He's done some good work. He's done some garbage. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a weird guy.
He is a weird guy.
I guess, as a whole, I really don't care for him much.
Okay. Take two. Drusa Cogburn coming down on the not really caring so much side. Oh my god. Here we go. Drusa Cogburn versus the rope. Oh, Drusa Cogburn versus the rope. Drusa Cogburn. We need more room, man. I need to get a bigger table. That's my auto tune. Here we go. We're doing a little bit of trivia. Tatiana, corndog, you represent the world here.
All right.
And this game, well, Drew, you are 17-9.
Mm-hmm.
You won last week. You won 17-9.
You're going down, Ginger Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm
yes.
cool with that.
This week's game is called Yo Hablo Español.
No.
Are these actors Latin, Hispanic? Yes or no?
Right.
Are these actors are they Spanish? Not, and even half Spanish, so that counts too.
Okay. So quarter Spanish count?
Do I have any quarters here? You know what?
It's either half or whole.
I'm gonna go ahead and just say yes, just to make it easier. If there's some part Spanish in there.
Okay.
So it's like giving me yes or no Spanish, no Spanish. Drusa Cogburn, you gotta go first, A or B. Which side do you want?
A.
A, here we go. Spanish or no Spanish. Number one, Benicio del Toro.
I mean, sure.
Yes, I'm gonna try to make it go from easy to hard. Yes, Puerto Rican, that is correct. Number two, Madonna.
No.
That is correct. She's an Italian and French Canadian.
Okay.
But she did do a Vita, so what's that all about? Number three. Shia LaBeouf.
No.
Correct. He is a Jewish Cajun. That's what's going on there. Yeah, right? Wild stuff. Number four, Oscar Isaac.
Yes.
That's correct. He is half Guatemalan. And finally, number five, Tessa Thompson.
No.
That is incorrect. Oh. She is Afro-Panamanian on one side, Mexican-European on the other.
She's a hot black chick, right?
Oh, she is a hot black chick. Yes, she is. Dating Janelle Monáe.
No fucking way. She's in Westworld, isn't she, Tessa Thompson?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's in Westworld and she's dating Janelle Monáe. God damn it. That's a beautiful couple.
Isn't she living the life?
Yes.
Tessa Thompson living the best life out there right now.
Living her best life.
Also, we got the Creed 2 come out in November, too. She plays, a Donnie Creed's girlfriend. I think wife in this movie. I think you get married.
I remember.
She was also in Thor Ragnarok. She's one of the best parts of Thor Ragnarok.
Never seen it.
It's a fun one, and she's a badass in that movie.
All right, let me write it down.
Big Tessa Thompson.
Good to know she's a lesbian.
There you go. Bi, maybe? Pansexual?
Either way.
That's what we're going.
Whatever which way you want to turn it.
That's what we're all going with these days, pansexuals. It just covers all bases and makes it easier. All right, here we go. Tatiana, saw how the game goes. So, Spanish, yes or no?
Okay.
Number one, Antonio Banderas.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. He's straight up Spanish from España. Number two, Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
That's correct. She's half Cuban. That's on her dad's side. Number three, Benjamin Bratt.
No.
He is. He is Peruvian American. Number four, Martin Sheen.
Yes.
That is correct. He is half Irish, half Spanish. Final number five, Keanu Reeves.
Damn it. No.
That is correct. He is half English, half Hawaiian, which means you guys tie. It's time for a tiebreaker. Oh, snap. Here we go. So I'm going to rip off these papers. Rip the snap. See, a very precise going on here. Here's a pen for you.
Thank you.
We're going to do a closest to the pin. I need to find a tiebreaker that we have not used. I think we did that one. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know how Rotten Tomatoes works, right?
Ish.
I'll find a different one. Make it easier. I'm just trying to make this one easy. We did that one. We also trying to remember which ones we did and which ones he did it.
Maybe we should X out the ones we've done.
That's a great idea.
No.
That's a great idea.
Uh-huh. Like, nope, that one's done. Nope, we did that one. That one too. Yep, that one's gone.
Did we do that one? Okay. How many movies? We're doing closest to the pin without going over. If you both go over, it's the one who goes over the least. John Candy, the actor John
Candy. We've already done this one.
The actor Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, I don't remember that one.
How many movies...
We did the John Candy one like a couple months ago.
All right. How many movies has Matthew McConaughey appeared in? Okay. Closest to the pin without going over. You both go over. It's the other direction. Who goes over the least amount? How many movies has Matthew McConaughey appeared in? I am not counting those Lincoln commercials where he's like driving around. All right. Tatiana's answer is in... Okay, close it out. Going over. Drew said 20 movies.
Sure.
Tatiana said 72. The answer is right in the middle, 46. Tatiana went over, which means Drew Sikagrin wins.
Right.
So that was a very, very close game. But Drew Sikagrin, you're the winner. Well done. Putting you at a record of 17, 18 and 9. Wow.
There we go.
Look at that. 66%. Let me write that down because I'll forget. Corn dog, great job though. You already had him on the ropes there for a second. He was worried. I could see it in his face. His record.
I don't care about the record, Chris.
Oh, I missed. That was terrible. The studio's a mess. I gotta get a maid in here or something. Or at least get a broom. All right, back to the Vox Populi. Drew.
We've got another email from Gabe.
What's up, Gabe?
Entitled Merry July.
Merry July, Gabe.
Perhaps it's fate that today is the 8th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 8th of July will no longer be known as American Sunday, but as the day the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate the Vox Populi. I'm just reading what I'm given here, man.
Wow.
That was hell of a speech.
America, America, this is you.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Hail Ginger Jesus. All right, Gabe, apparently very patriotic for the Vox Populi on this 8th of July. 8th of July is officially Vox Populi Day.
Remember the 8th of July.
Yeah, close enough. We can make it work. It fits on a pillow better, I'll tell you that. It's easier to cross-stitch. next email.
I got an email from Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey, Eric.
I loved watching movies, and I usually get something out of everything I watch, but for some reason, I hated Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh.
I know it won Best Picture at the Oscars and thought that was undeserving to films like Milk or The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and my eyes were better films. Just wondering if y'all had any movies that you completely hated watching or did not like. Thanks.
Movies they hate. Thanks, Eric. We appreciate it. Not liking Slumdog Millionaire. I like Slumdog Millionaire. It was okay.
It was all right.
I didn't think it was worthy of like being the best picture.
Definitely not.
But it was a feel-good movie during a harsh time. It was 2008.
Yes.
I think 2009. Things were not good. People were losing their jobs.
Mm-mm-mm.
Markets were depressed.
They took her gerbs.
They took her gerbs. Those lazy immigrants took her gerbs. I'm so confused. Any movies that you ever seen that you're like, man, fuck this movie.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. There's definitely a few.
I only have a few. Movies rarely make me so angry. I'm like, oh, this is so terrible. Like, the Entourage movie, I thought was in a very poor taste. Yeah, I did not like it at all. There was, like, weird...
It was way too late.
There was, like, date rapey jokes.
It was way too late.
There was a movie about celebrating wealth in a post Occupy Wall Street world. It was very tone deaf. It was bad.
It was something that I saw within the last couple months that I was like... That was just fucking awful.
This is bad, really? Yeah.
What was it? Damn it. Give me a minute. Cause
that's the thing, though. Those bad ones, you usually just forget about them, too.
Exactly.
Like, Slumdog Millionaire seems to affect Eric because it ended up winning Best Picture that year. So
it's
kind of like a Shakespeare in Love type of thing where everyone got mad at Shakespeare in Love one back in, like, 99 or 98 when, like, American Beauty came out, all these other movies.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Drew, you got what you want? We're not a hateful group. We're loving stuff.
I mean, I've seen plenty of movies that I don't like, but normally I just forget about them because I didn't like them.
How about video game movies? Something video game movie must have disappointed to the point of hatred.
No, not really.
I didn't like Despicable Me 2.
Well, you didn't hate it, though. How can you hate a Minion?
The Minions movie was kind of trash also, I feel.
Was it really?
I didn't like it.
They went to Orlando.
Yeah.
Nobody cares, Chris.
No one cared.
We got an email from Ron.
Didn't like it.
All right, well, thanks, Eric. We appreciate it. Not enough hate here. Sorry, we're chilling. We're having too much fun.
Ron says...
Ron's our homie. We love Ron.
So, I am good poisoned. I need movies that will help me get through the night of puking. Any suggestions? Also thinking of being vegetarian after this.
Oh, he's good poison. I get it.
Is there any
food
movie...
Food poison.
Yep.
...that made you change the way you live your life? Also, Saw Free Fire... With Army Hammer, all I cared about was his huge nutsack. And if it was digitally reduced. Also, I heard Magneto is a rival of John Hamm. I got photos if you want.
Okay, lots of unpacking this email. First, sorry, you got food poisoning, Ron. Yeah,
apparently food poisoning, not good poisoned. Food poisoning.
Yeah, Texas speak is a bitch.
It's very bad, yeah.
What do you say, movies that... Oh, that change your life?
You, yeah, help the way get you change it.
I mean... Every time I watch Requiem for a Dream, I feel dirty on the inside.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I should stop doing all these heroines and steam.
Chasing Amy.
I never did the
Chasing
heroines.
Amy, really? That
God.
One got you? What, a relationship deal?
Relationship deal. I just thought it was a good movie.
It is a good movie. Yeah.
That was a really good movie.
It's probably Kevin Smith's best. The Chasing Amy, most likely.
No.
Yeah, really good.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indiana Jones made me want to be an archaeologist, so I started studying archaeology, and then I found out it was a lot of digging stuff and fighting Nazis, so I was like, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, movies that change your life.
Yeah. Movies can change lives. Jaws made me scared of the water when I was a kid.
No.
Movies can change lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that should really change my life.
It's an empathy machine, too. What else did he say? Oh,
Free Fire.
Army Hammer's nutsack. Did you remove... That's Call Me By Your Name is the movie where they digitally remove his nutsack. Call Me By Your Name is that's a good one, too.
And apparently the Fast Member...
The Fassbender is, he's swinging a Fassbender, Michael Fassbender.
But we've seen that already.
There's a movie called Shame that he did with Carey Mulligan.
We've seen that.
It's a movie where he plays a sex addict.
We've seen the Fassbender.
Yeah, so there's a scene early in the beginning where he's naked and he goes to use the bathroom to urinate. And the shot is from behind he's urinating. Mm. And he can still see the source of the stream. It's like, oh, wait, he's handsome and rich and he's...
Y'all ever seen Warriors of Virtue?
No.
Don't think so.
The kangaroo movie back in the day, it was like 90s, 90.
The only kangaroo movie I ever saw was Tank Girl.
Oh, I was going to say Kangaroo Jack.
No, Tank Girl.
Nope, I have not seen Warriors of Virtue.
It's,
Is it Australian?
No, man. It was like these kangaroo ninjas. And like, that shit changed my life when I was a kid.
I'm sure.
I will never forget that fucking movie because I was like, yo, I could jump in to a spinning water vortex and go into this alternate dimension where there's kangaroo ninjas and a bad guy and some creepy spider lady, and I could totally save the entire fucking galaxy, and I could change one person's life just by being a kangaroo ninja. I better take up Taekwondo. And then I did.
Yay.
And I only made it to a yellow belt, but I broke a board with my foot.
Did you really?
I did.
And you didn't break your foot?
Nope.
That's impressive. How far up is yellow?
Yellow is right after white.
So you made it to step two.
Made it to step two.
All right. That's two steps further than I ever made it.
I know. I never even got that white belt. They're like, here, put this belt down. I was like, I need to lose some weight first before I get the belt to fit.
So yeah, Warriors of Virtue was a really good one. But back to the movie that you absolutely fucking hate.
Okay, yes.
Horns with the Harry Potter.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe. Saw that one, yeah.
It was bad, man.
Wasn't he like a detective or something?
No, he was a fucking dude. He was just like a regular dude.
He's just a dude with horns?
And like he fucking discovers that he's part devil.
Yeah. He's part ginger Jesus.
Part ginger Jesus. And then every once in a blue, he fucking pops off and grows these horns and he's got to hide it from motherfuckers and he's crazy.
Really?
And that was a movie that Steezy and I watched when we were extremely hungover. So it made me puke more. It was really bad.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. Kind of fucking hated it.
There we go.
So I just had to say that.
Awesome. We got a good answer. Two good answers.
And Jungle Book also saved my life.
How? You discover you loved animals?
Orangutan.
The Goo Cruise. You gotta just Google Goo Cruise.
Goo Cruise. I'm gonna do it. I think I'm gonna do it.
Parentheses, save search on look up Goo Cruise.
I was gonna say, you're gonna put that in your
search history.
In your search history.
You know, the incognito private browsing.
That doesn't work.
There's worse in my search history.
Yeah, relax. We're just looking up into the animal.
Sure it is.
Next email.
That's all we got for the Box Populi.
No, I thought I sent you one for Scott. Did I not send you Scott's email?
Not that I don't seem to have it.
Okay. Well, then I have it right here, so I'll just go ahead and read it myself. It does look like it is stuck in my my outbox. So here we go. Scott is our homie, and he sent us a review of Ant-Man and the Wasp, which we saw already. So he says, I actually wanted to see this in 3D just because I thought the ghost and Quantum Realm effects might actually prove worthy, as Doctor Strange did. It probably would have
been. Yeah, probably would have been pretty cool.
Alas, because of timing issues, I had to settle for 2D Fomax. Still, I thought the FX looked great, especially when Ghost was doing her thing, but also when she was just walking around unhinged. Nice work. Hopefully you or other Vox and Fumi in on the 3D experience. It was a pretty cool character design for the villain, the ghost character.
Yeah. Right,
ooh.
She's like phasing and stuff.
Once again, borderline villain here. Same luck with the Black Panther.
She was just trying to fix herself. Borderline villain. She just had a bad run.
Yeah.
I love Evangeline Lilly's new hair. I love Michael Pena under Truth Serum. That was funny. I love Scott scrambling back home time after time to make the FBI think he's still on house arrest. And I really, really love what was perhaps the least uncanny valley of all the CG the agent I've ever seen. That's what we're saying, Drew.
It was really good.
Those flashback shots of Michael Douglas, Michelle Pfeiffer, and the Lawrence Fishburne one was good, too.
Oh,
although
yeah.
He was still fat.
Yeah.
It's like, what if Lawrence Fishburne was fat when he was younger?
Yep.
Looked damn near perfect, at least to me, or am I missing something? All in all, I thought this was another really fun romp in a tiny corner of the MCU that Ant-Man has managed to carve out for himself. Though that first post-credit scene was a real one-ton weight dropped on an otherwise light and fluffy movie, the people in my theater, myself included, reacted quite audibly. There were gasps. There were damns. It was epic. I, for one, loved it. Second post-credit scene, not so much. Don't waste your time sitting through to the very end. It's stupid. 3 stars.
Damn.
For Ant-Man? 2?
3 stars for the movie. But he didn't like the very, very last credit scene. Okay. Oh, he also saw Soldado, Drew. Here we go. Soldado. Wow. I'm not typing out that fucking ridiculous title they made up for no good reason. That was all in parentheses. It took me longer to say that and you to write it than it did for just writing out the title. And now I'm still talking about it. Look at all the time we're wasting, Scott. Well, if you like seeing graphic depictions of government wet work, prepare to get waterboarded by it. You guys were right, it's a gut punch of a movie. Just brutally violent. But I still kind of liked it. I guess I just love this Brolin character and this Del Toro character, even the Jeffrey Donovan character who they brought back from the first movie. They're just so good at what they're doing, even if what they're doing is morally reprehensible. I also liked the girl who played the girl. She was terrific. I thought I recognized her from somewhere.
Transformers.
Transformers?
The last one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Young Transformers girl. All grows up into a girl still. I thought I recognized her from somewhere, but when I Googled her, I didn't recognize her name or any of her previous credits. So welcome, Isabelle Moner. Nice work. I really did miss Emily Blunt, and I hope they find a way to bring her back in for the inevitable sequel to the sequel so the Sicario trilogy can be finished off in style. Seems to me like Benicio's character is going on a John Lacoma mission. What you think? 3 stars. Take care, guys. Scott, P.S. Since I mentioned it, Crespo Dome battle. Benicio del Toro, Sicario versus Keanu Reeves, John Wick, go.
Ooh.
John Wick.
John Wick.
John Wick, yeah. He's a better fighter. I mean, he's John Wick. I'm John sorry, Wick. Benicio del Toro.
He's Bobby Yaga.
He's my Puerto Rican.
I haven't seen the other, but John Wick.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to. Exactly. Yeah. He's the Bobby Yaga. Drew's right. John Wick.
Bobby Yaga.
So he'll win in a fight, but who's a better actor, Benicio del Toro or Keanu Reeves? I'm gonna go with Benicio.
Probably Benicio Del Toro. Yeah. The only time
not Keanu, by much, but I'm gonna say yeah.
The only time Keanu Reeves is really good is when he's not saying anything,
or when he's not trying to do an accent, an English accent, or yeah. So he's just doing a contemporary American character. He's fine. Keep it simple.
The Replacements, okay.
Yeah, he's fine in that. Don't give him too many inspirational speeches or anything. Yeah.
You better not, just because you're going to be disappointed.
Benicio Del Toro, though, he likes to do weird acting gimmicks. That's like, yeah, the way he shot the gun was weird, and he has a weird stutter in The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
It's like, just read the dialogue. Just be you, Benicio Del Toro. You're a compelling individual. I'm still saying he's a better actor. So it's a split, it seems like, I think, there between the acting and the fighting.
I have to pee. Can I do that?
Please go ahead. Right there. Bathroom is right there while I cue up the next segment. That's Billy D.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Death of the Moon.
There's that word again. Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
Ow! You're metal, dude! We're totally gonna kill you now.
That's right.
It is time for Billy D's Death of the Movies, Rooster Cogburn. We get an email from Billy D every week. He sends it to us in Crestbees or gmail.com, and then Rooster Cogburn reads it just like he's about to do right now.
What is up, my dudes? I caught a fun movie this week called Dead Shack. It's a family horror comedy. A trio of foul-mouthed teens have to work together to rescue their drunk dad and girlfriend from a woman who wants to feed them to her undead family. The movie is a lot of fun and gory and has a lot of heart. It was super charming for a movie with so many decapitations. It's on Shudder. Stay cool. Billy D.
Hey, Dead Shack, a review from Billy D. We appreciate it. Write them down just
Dead
like
Dead
Shack that.
On the Shudder.
Dead Shack, baby, Dead Shack.
I don't think that's...
I have a car. It's as big as a whale. Remember that one? No.
Dead Shack, not Love Shack, Chris.
Apparently, if you go see B-52s live, they will open with Love Shack.
And close with Love Shack.
And close with it.
No way.
And they don't even do like another version of it. They just do it exactly the same way they did it.
Because it's the only song that anybody wants to hear by them.
Well, I also want to hear that Rock Lobster. Rock Lobster. And everyone
it wasn't a lobster,
time.
Chris.
Right?
It was a Rock Lobster.
It was a Rock Lobster. Billy D's our homie. We appreciate him very much, and follow him on the Instagrams and the Twitters and the etceteras and the etceteras. Real quick, we got some almost died.
Jack,
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is being for Star Wars a fair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beach?
That's right, the Cinema Crust Media Movie News segment. This is when we talk about how, you know, celebrities be getting divorced, yo. But it's all good because Khloe Kardashian finally back on the beach showing off her beach bod only 11 weeks after having her baby with that cheating bastard Tristan Thompson. You remember that, Drew?
Yep.
Nope.
Tatiana's not talking about the first. We need a Justin Bieber update. Tatiana, what's going on with the Biebs?
Probably fucking up.
Because he just got engaged.
I was about to say.
The Hailey Baldwin?
What?
This is from that trash website TMZ. TMZ
and People Magazine.
Is a very pro-Trump website, so fuck them. But People Magazine is also saying it as well. Yeah,
Hailey Baldwin. I'm Googling it.
Yeah, Google that shit. Justin Bieber got
it's the first
engaged.
Thing. Top story. 3 hours ago.
Can you believe that? It's breaking news. Breaking Biebs news.
Well, he looks like a woman and she looks like a man. So
they're going to have a wonderful kids. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to their half Canadian, half American, maybe?
No, I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows who she is?
She's taller than he is.
She hit the jackpot. Oh, he hit the jackpot. The tallest jackpot. Maybe he wants a climber like a building.
They look like each other.
She's going to take half his money in about 4 months.
That's why she grew the mustache. That's why he grew the mustache. No, his dad will
like,
make sure.
Damn it. People won't be able to tell the difference between us now.
Not,
shit.
Now I have to have the 70s John Bonham stash. so there you go. Justin Bieber. Good for you, Biebs. Got yourself, you know, finally the Biebs with a little bit of success in his life.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's what he did. All right. That was it. I just had a Justin
Bieber. That was it.
I just wanted to update everyone on Justin Bieber. There, so here we go. Let's start bringing this thing home with the lightning round.
We give you the questions. You give us the answers. Time for the lightning round.
That's right, Corny. I got 10 questions here.
Okay.
And I need you to answer them as fast as possible. And so we can learn something about you. Okay? It's psychological. It's like a verbal Rorschach test.
Let's go.
Drew, start that clock.
Go.
Number one, have you ever taken a picture in front of a mural wall?
Yes.
Number two, where is the best art?
Period?
Yeah.
Oh, West Art District.
Number three, what happens after we die?
We float around in the ether.
Number four, would you rather water ski on bread or skydive with pudding?
Skydive with pudding.
Number five, are paper straws really necessary?
No.
Number six, are strawberries expendable?
Expendable?
Yeah. All right, strawberries, are they expendable?
Yes.
Number seven, what do you know about bananas?
I know that they make other bananas ripe and they can also make other fruit ripe.
Ooh, number eight, have you ever made a snowman?
Yes.
Number nine, is there a way out of here?
Yes.
Number 10, are you pro-insects or anti-poison?
Pro-insect.
All right, Drew Cogburn. Grab them swag bags. We got the blue bag. We got the green bag. Tatiana, which one of those bags do you maybe want to go home with today?
Green, please.
All right, let's break out that green bag and see what is inside.
You may get to go home with a bucking Bronco puzzle. It's
no
100 pieces.
Yeah.
We've also got a Street Fighter metal nanofig. It's Ryu.
Hadouken!
We've got a Nickelodeon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles play pack. It's got 4 crayons, 25 stickers, and a 24-page
fun-size
coloring book.
Holy so much shit. Fun.
We've got a copy, a Cinema Crush Music, a bootleg edition of Behind Enemy Lines.
Starring Owen Wilson and Gene Hackman.
We've got a metal CD.
Yes.
We've got a magnet that says I pooped today.
Yes.
Donruss 82 Billy Gullickson card.
Yeah, it's a baseball card.
And you do not need all these cheesy trash.
Oh, stickers. Those are where those stickers went.
That's so funny.
I was looking for those stickers.
It's a lot of them.
They fell into the bag.
All of them are in the same bag.
Yeah, perfect. Replace those stickers with actual Crespediso stickers and PFT Media maggots. You can have all of that. Or we put that bag away and instead you take what's in the box that we have right over here.
Oh, snap.
So it's up to you, Tatiana. You know what's in the bag. You have no idea what's in the box. What do you want
Let's
to
go for the
do?
Box.
Oh, my God. We're going with the box. Go ahead. Reach inside. Pop that top.
Yes, I'm very happy with my decision. It's a Pocket Pop keychain Justice League Batman, motherfucker.
Yeah, you got a tiny Batman.
I got a tiny Batman.
Tiny Batman.
Got a tiny Batman.
Gonna protect your keys.
Got a tiny Batman.
There we go. So make sure we get some stickers, Shrewsgram stickers now. We'll get you some magnets as well. But there you go. Corn
Thank
dog,
you
Tatiana.
So much.
That was amazing. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you guys.
We're gonna have
this
to do
awesome.
It again. We're gonna have to do maybe a special couples one to get you.
Yeah, let's
end
do
the
it.
Season here. We'll have a great time.
Let's do it.
Looking forward to the debut of Corny's Trap House series. Some good stuff.
Sounds like a good name for a show.
Corny's Trap House.
Drew Sigourney.
Chris.
Thank you very much.
Very well.
Thank you everyone for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Break up the big banks, be excellent to each other, read more books, and free Mumia Abu Jamal. We are out of here.
A PFT Media production.